The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk, all day. It is Friday, the 10th of June, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. It's Friday. That means it's Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. And Eric, we miss you last week.
Good morning. I mean, it was a holiday.
Yeah, I still miss you. You ain't telling me where the sporting events were. I mean, the parties were.
Well, I mean, there was one party that was going on. There was the pre-party for the game to win for the Warriors. We were partying already, knowing full well we were going to win game two.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah. Well, but I can't participate in that.
Yeah, but since then, we've had a game three.
Yeah.
And
the Celtics did their thing.
Yeah.
Well, a little concerned about that. When I say concerned about that, it's interesting to me looking at the point spread over the last three games, right? I won't get into that, but I got somebody hopefully that's going to be joining us in the Zoom room, a number one Celtics fan, Mr. Jace Brannon.
No, man.
Yes, boy. In fact, I invite all Celtics fans to call in, because, Eric, I think this is only the fair thing to do. As you did, I'm deeply invested in the Golden State Warriors winning the NBA Finals. By invested, not cash, because I don't bet, but my feelings are on the line. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you could see I in my colors today.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Well, the Warriors can win tonight, man. That's a surety. They can win on a last-second three by Klay Thompson. Watch it.
A last-second three-point. Now, you're saying that the score is going to be tight.
Yeah, man, they can be tight.
But that's what I'm interested in, right? Because the first three games, there's a big spread, right? There's a big disparity in score. These aren't close games. And it would suggest to me that the game was not won by the winner, but lost by the loser.
That is indeed correct. Because the Warriors, but they battled back. They were down by as much as 18. Battled back to take a one-point lead in the third quarter. And I don't know. Steph did what Steph did. Klay finally came out of a slump. But Wiggins scored, what, 18, 19? It wasn't a meaningful 18 or 19. You know, it wasn't points scored when it mattered most, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just little two-pointers here and, you know, little shots in between. But not like when you want to start a run or you're going to cap a run, you know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a momentum-changing 18 points. So,
I like
kind of fell off the scoreboard. Kind of.
For me, that's fascinating, because how could 18 points not be momentum change? Like, how could 18 points not impact the game?
Yeah, well, I mean, the score was like 12-3 or something.
Yeah.
And then Wiggins scored, so it was 10-5. Then the score went to like 20-11, and Wiggins scored again. So it's like 20-13. So it wasn't when the score was 4-2. And then he had a three-pointer to make the score 5-4. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it wasn't a momentum-shifting 18 points.
I got you. Producer, is Mr. Brannon in the Zoom room? No, not yet.
I hope his data gone.
Remember the number I give you. I'm not saying that I'm a secret Celtics fan, you know.
Right.
I'm just saying that I come from a neighborhood of Celtics fans, and they would be disappointed in me if I didn't give the Celtics a try. But I really pull in for the Warriors this time because the last time the Warriors and the Celtics played, the Celtics destroyed the Warriors.
In the 60s, man. I mean, this was before cars had air conditioning.
Yeah, this is BC, before Christ. Yeah. But it'll be fascinating to see how this one plays out. I also...
It will.
I want to get to some local news.
Yeah.
I got a couple of headlines. I've got an important notice for the winners of the ticket for the Auckland's Island Cascarilla Heritage Festival, New Providence meet and greet at Frankie Gone Bananas on the 18th of June. For those winners, you can pick up your tickets at Screws and Fasteners World. At Screws and Fasteners World.
Right on Balfour Avenue. I've been there before.
Yeah.
They have every screw, nut and bolt. Boy, they have every shape, size, and everything. Wait. But that place don't play.
I see where you get your material from. You say every screw, nut, and bolt? Yeah.
Right in there.
All the jokes right there. Anyway, they are lovely, helpful people at Screws and Fastener World. If you need a screw, they're going to find it for you. Trust that. You can also call me at 428-0719. That's 4719 for more details. That's for the two ticket winners for the Auckland's Island Cascarilla Heritage Festival pre-festival meet and greet at Frankie Gone Bananas, June 18th at Frankie Gone Bananas.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
All right. Now, Eric, there's tons of news out there.
Yeah, man, it's been 2 weeks. We got plenty to talk about.
I know you see me going to grab my newspaper and you say, but Aaron, ain't no sports news in there. Not what you're going for.
Mm-mm.
But listen, there's tons of news in here. And I just want to say to y'all that I owe it to my guest host for the sports segment because we got 2 weeks of sports to get to. And so while politics is like a sport, we ain't getting into that. Like these labor dynamics are like a sport. We ain't really getting into that today. There's plenty local sports to talk about. So I want to start with this story, Eric, from the Nassau Guardian. Pride wins overall title at BCF Junior Chess Championship. Chess players paired up at boards, fists on cheeks, contemplating their next moves at the 46th annual Bahamas Junior Chess Championships. In the end, it was Curtis Pride Jr. who came out on top as the overall champion.
His sister, I think.
The Prides are a chess family, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Three ranking family members.
Mm-hmm.
So Curtis Pride Jr. came out on top as the overall champion, and I think he is qualified for the Bahamas National Championship set for November 2002.
And his sister did well as well.
He defeated his younger brother. We're going to get to the sister. He defeated his younger brother, Avian Pride, to be crowned junior champion. So Avian finished second. Chica Pride finished fourth, only being beaten out by Noah Albury, who also scored 4 points and finished third overall. And the BCF president candidate master, Kendrick Knowles, congratulated Pride for the victory and congratulated all the other players. And I think this is important what he says. Problem solving, self-control, and effective management of resources are all virtues that young people can carry on to adult life through playing chess, Noel said. The next tournament on the BCF's calendar is the Warren Seymour Classic, scheduled for Saturday, June 25th. Pride family, whatever y'all doing, continue to have pride. And if this is the Pride family, I think it is, Eric.
Then they into chess. Long time.
Well, not just that. They into sports. Okay. Chess is a sport as well, right?
Yeah.
But if this is the family I'm thinking about, then the father, Pride Senior, is a collegiate athlete, award-winning athlete. Bahamian runner, went to the States, I think, on scholarship,
mm-hmm.
and did very well in track and field. And so this is a family with a sports background.
That's good.
Yeah, man. I want to say
good. All the best.
Congratulations mm-hmm. to them. Also, on Labor Day morning at 12 a.m., some of y'all was out partying, and some of y'all were out at the Midnight Madness Fun Run Walk, right? So this would have happened in the week before the holiday. Mm-hmm. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Sounds like fun. I don't know if I was, well, I was definitely up at that hour of the night, but I wasn't in my tennis.
No, I was, I may have been up, you know, just to go to the bathroom to quickly go back to sleep.
Yeah, yeah, as good people just do on holiday weekend.
Yes.
Be in your bed. Absolutely. And so I don't know. I haven't seen any results for that event. I'm not sure if it took place or if it got rained out. But if anybody participated in it, give us a call at 323-6232 or 325-4316 or 325-4259.
There's another walkathon going on tomorrow, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah. Tell me PHA, about and the PHA in Sandilands having a walkathon. But actually, it's called the, where the fly is now, the 11th Annual Geriatric Push-a-thon.
Oh, nice.
It's happening tomorrow, yeah. 6:30 a.m. Negative COVID test or proof of vaccination required. Pre-registration is $15 in person or virtual. It starts at Sandilands, goes through Fox Hill, Yamacraw Road, back to Yamacraw, Commonwealth Boulevard. So I guess that's Elizabeth Estates, eh? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Turn north through Commonwealth Boulevard, through Elizabeth Estates to Prince Charles Drive, turn west on Prince Charles to Fox Hill Road, south on Fox Hill Road, ending at Sandilands. I don't know if they have breakfast.
But you know, refreshments are always appreciated.
Yeah.
So it's a push-a-thon, right? So I could get in my stroller, my trolley.
Right. If it's for your loved ones, if you want to come out and, you know, they could see the road, man.
Yeah. Right. Now, there's a question here that says, is there a speed limit on the push-a-thon?
I assume they're going to block all inroads and side roads to make sure that if you want to go as fast as you want to go. And the only thing is, hopefully there's no rain tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Through the road.
Yeah.
No motorized vehicles, right?
Right.
No motorized push scooter.
No.
Don't rig up.
You know, if they touch water and, you know, and it's not all sealed shut.
Yeah, yeah, that's the next thing. No, no. Problem. But I also think that's cheating, Eric. I think that's cheating.
Yeah.
Even if it's quiet. It's like, no, Grammy, I don't believe you. You cannot push that fast.
No, you can't.
All right, I got another text here. It says, hey, I do support the Warriors because of Clay, but I've been a Celtics fan from the years of Larry Bird. So you know a real Celtics fan is here. Well, they're a real Celtics fan. Don't go nowhere because towards the end of the segment, I have a question to ask Mr. Sawyer and Mr. Brannon, if he could get here, because it could be a little rough in here. What's up with Boston Celtics fans? What's up with the fans of Boston teams?
They're so annoying, bro.
Listen, they are
all of them.
They
Patriot
are rough.
Fans, Red Sox fans, Celtic fans, Bruin fans. They annoying, bro.
Right. I got
the
another
world over.
Got another text that says, "Morning, Mr. Sawyer. Your SAC friends are tuned in."
Oh, the cult is listening. Okay.
Good morning. Look here. Good morning,
the
SAC.
The cult is listening.
Yes, would we
stop cheating?
No.
Oh,
I want them to come. You know, maybe buy a little spot and come and talk about the Uncle Lou golf tournament.
Yeah, man. If they went there, if they participated or even spectated, yeah, man, come on.
Yeah, man, and the whole thing, the fundraiser, the sporting complex, yeah. What the intention is, because golf is a big thing in the Bahamas, and it would be great to help them build a culture of appreciation for the sport. And then once we have them in the studio, Eric.
Then it's on and popping with BISS and all the cheating. Okay, good. No problem.
I mean, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But, no, you know, QC to like to talk to them too, so it's not a problem. Got another text there saying, great show as usual. Curry out and Clay ain't shooting good. And then another text says, great show as usual. Since I can't get the gas voucher for my birthday present, could I get a bag of Scarlet Plum? Boy, look here, Scarlet Plum is in high demand. I don't know if the people in Eleuthera are actually letting the Scarlet Plum get to New Providence.
Well, I ain't had a Scarlet Plum in so long.
Yeah.
Boy.
And for many people, having a Scarlet Plum has been so long, the flavor, like, there are young people now that they don't like the taste of tree-ripened Scarlet Plum because they've never tasted a tree-ripened Scarlet Plum. And they've only ever experienced Scarlet Plum that have been shipped from the family island. And most vendors don't ship them tree ripe because they're afraid they can break in the box. Mm-hmm. And so literally we have generations of Bahamians that have never tasted a tree ripened scarlet plum.
And they don't understand the sport, seeing that it is Friday. They don't understand the sport of keeping that in your mouth while you try to
do
clean
what it
the
takes
skin,
right.
skin off. You know, because, you know, at times it can just pop out, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Right. And so I know we talk in sports, right? But eating fruit like that, like sugarcane, actually eating sugarcane helps you to maintain your dental health, you know, your teeth health.
Mm-hmm. And natural floss, yeah.
And so the hairy mango, sucking all the flesh off of the plum seeds, these are things that actually have like another benefit or almost purpose.
Yeah, yeah.
Boy, y'all Ackland's people cheap. I can't even get a half a bag of scarlet plum, boy, I tell you. But scarlet plum selling at like $12 to $14 a pound, cousin.
Wow.
People paying school fees with scarlet plum.
But that's a group of price right there, you know, $12 to $14, huh?
Yeah, imagine when we turn it into industry and we could do something with it. Okay, just a couple more local news stories and we can get into news. BLTA, the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association, partners with Urban Renewal. The Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association is pleased to partner with the Urban Renewal Program. So we've been talking about this for a couple of weeks now. The program opened up. It started with about 60 players. Then it expanded to over 100 players. And now BLTA is partnering with Urban Renewal. It'll be offered to scores of children in the inner city.
Oh, that's excellent.
And eventually all over the Bahamas.
That's excellent.
And Minister of State Lisa Ramming, who is spearheading this noteworthy venture, welcomed the young people at the Lou Adley Park in Marathon to participate in the sporting activities along with First Lady Anne Marie Davis.
Oh, that's good, man. The kids get to learn to play tennis. Man, that's excellent.
Yeah, man. And so while these sports, they focus on the chess, the ping pong, the table tennis, even
archery in Pinewood.
Archery in Pinewood. Mm-hmm. These sports, while they're not the traditional sports, they're not the sports we used to go in and cheering for or watching on television. First of all, these are world-class sports. They're professional sports. Mm-hmm. But second of all, these are skills-building sports.
Hand-eye coordination and the like.
Right. Spatial awareness, mm-hmm. Mindfulness. Self-control.
Sportsmanship.
Right. You know. But these skills help the court in athletic pursuits and off the court in professional pursuits and in personal development. It's the same way we sort of laugh at the football player that goes to ballet or dance class until we see him.
Until he have to tiptoe.
Through the tulips.
The sidelines.
Yeah.
Toe drag swag is what they call it in the NFL.
Ah.
And your toes are right on the sideline and you end up. And you can still catch the ball and you drag your feet. You drag your 2 feet to keep them in bounds.
Right, so you could land properly and have a
toe drag swag. So that way the ball is in bounds and it's a legal play.
Right, so before you open up your mouth to make fun of your son who say he's thinking about going to dance class because he want to be a better athlete, remember, toe drag swag.
Toe drag swag is a thing on NFL Network. It's a thing.
That's what we call it. So look here, let's go straight into this second story. I think it's a cool one too. College football bowl season begins in the Bahamas again. The football bowl subdivision FBS season will begin in the Bahamas again this year as the longest running international bowl game in college football history. The hometown lenders Bahamas Bowl will be played Friday, December 16th at 11:30 a.m.
Oh, they name Popeyes no more? Oh.
Right, they had a transition, I think, in sponsorship. Mm-hmm. Nassau's 15,000-seat Thomas A. Robinson Stadium will host the 8th of the hometown Lenders Bahamas Bowl, which will air in the United States on ESPN. And hometown Lenders is going to be the game's new title sponsor.
Yeah, now, the first time it was here, boy, Duck worked to go there.
Yeah.
College football here in the Bahamas, I got to go.
Yeah, man. And if you're a football fan,
man,
you got to come watch this, man.
Especially with
the number of young Bahamian athletes in and vying for NFL.
Yeah.
But what is the impressive number is 15,000 seats. That means that the stadium can accommodate tons of Bahamians, lots of Bahamians,
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of Bahamians.
On both sides.
We could do it. Then, the inaugural Bahamas All-Pro Celebrity Weekend, Bahamian is this weekend Bahamian NFL players to headline list of stars.
Yeah, but Michael Strahan with that open gate can be in town.
Strahan?
Because
it's spelled like Strawn.
No, that's Strahan. You know, how I learned. Well, he calls himself Strahan.
Yeah, that's cool.
How I learned to spell Strawn is I used to pronounce it Strachan.
Yeah. They'll remind you to CA the hard CH, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, dear Mr. Michael Strahan, say it again for me.
Strachan.
No, not the way you say it, the way he said it. Strahan. Mm-hmm. When the people them call you Strawn in the Bahamas, don't get upset.
Please. Football fans know exactly who he is.
Yeah.
So as soon as they see him, they can say, oh, that's Michael Strahan.
Yeah, but you know protocol is read from the sheet.
Yeah,
don't get upset.
Well, you know, hopefully somebody speaks to whoever's reading the sheet and explains to them, Strahan, not Strachan.
Yeah. Like, I wish you'd do it for me. He is not Heil.
Yeah.
But we're working on it. Those of us that have that problem, we're working on it. But that's not the best of it. Some stars come in. Rashad Fenton, Michael Strahan. They're going to headline a list of stars, you know, for the weekend. But that's not the most exciting part about it, Mr. Sawyer. The most important part, exciting part about it,
300 kids are going to be able to be in attendance if they want to come out.
Yes.
And I'm not seeing a price tag for this, so this is also good.
Right. So Jonathan Lord, the lead consultant and co-organizer of JML Strategy, says, look, the intention is to have this camp become a staple in the community, to not only strengthen and grow the game of American football on the field, but to also drive the Bahamian community off the field. The free kids camp will be divided into two sessions, ages 6 to 12 and 13 to 18. The camp will be position-based. There's a cap of 300 kids, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a once-in-a-lifetime VIP experience before the camp. And interested persons will have a chance to sit with the athletes.
It means you can ask them questions about the game and exactly how it's played.
And ask them questions about their experience moving.
And then if you do want to get into football, how do I get there?
Right.
How do I get to your alma mater?
Right, so,
something close.
Their parents, their guardians, their sponsors. Look, now is a good time. I mean, the thing is starting this weekend, but you still got time.
Yeah, man, you got yourself an oversized kid.
Yeah, or if you got an oversized wallet and you just got some residual cash hanging around, go down there, talk to the coaches, and figure out if you could support somebody's dream or their journey to professional sports and the NFL. I like to see things like that, man.
Yeah, man.
It's
great.
Because it's not just, hey, we're going to provide a field and maybe a coach will come down. You understand what is required to build a football player. You understand what is required to build a culture of appreciation for football and football players. Mm-hmm. So all of that is necessary in this thing we call sports. It's not just the athlete strapping the tennis on. It's a whole bunch of elements that have to come into play, have to be in place, and have to be either services provided or performed at an international standard.
Yeah. We could start with the food. Like, there's no more chicken snacks for a child.
Right.
Into professional sports. It has to be the best.
Yeah.
Broiled chicken and
lean and clean food, right?
Yeah.
And it has to be, you have to have somebody dedicated to ensuring that they have meals when they're supposed to have them. You can't tell your child, well, look here, are you going to have to eat this chicken in the bag because I didn't have time to get something. If their kid is on a meal plan, that meal plan isn't just my 14-year-old is special and thinks, you know, it's my 14-year-old child has a 5-year, 7-year plan.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the most integral parts of
the plan.
Yeah.
Food most definitely is key. Is a key component.
Absolutely. Producer, is Mr. Brandon in the room yet? Oh, Mr. Brandon, look like you hiding. Because guess what? I don't know if the Celtics could hold off. Yep. I see the phone line. We're going to get to the phone line right now. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, Aaron. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I'm great, thank you. This is Anastasia Turncliffe, president of Bahamas Roadmasters.
Okay, awesome.
You were asking about the Midnight Run.
Yes.
It was fantastic. We had an awesome time. Participants truly enjoyed themselves. We didn't get the full turnout we were hoping for, but we still had a good support. I think people were afraid of the weather.
Yeah.
But it was a perfect evening. The weather was perfect and everything went well.
Absolutely. So when are you going to have your walk?
Well, the next midnight. It's usually held Labor Day. The midnight, leading to Labor Day. But we do have an event coming up in November. It's a half marathon, 5K and 10K, the Bahamas Half.
Yeah.
5K and 10K. So that's coming up November 20th.
All right.
So that's our next big event here. And we're looking forward to more support as well.
Absolutely. So give me a number for the audience, for people who want to possibly join the Roadmasters Running Club. Or I'm not ready to be a professional runner like y'all yet, but I want to stay in touch with what you're doing because you're inspiring me.
That's fine. You don't have to be professional. You can just come out, you know, for health benefits or for exercise. But the number, they can contact myself at 427-2335,
427-2335,
or they can send an email to BahamasRoadmasters@gmail.com.
Okay.
And we also have a website,
okay.
BahamasRoadmasters.com, yeah.
Awesome. See, I like the idea of growing the culture of appreciation for running for this type of athletics by giving people another sort of atmosphere or ambience to do it in. There are people who love that early morning walk, like the solar bears that go out to Montague and the crescent comes up. And then there's some people who I think may just get into the fun run space if they could do a lovely midnight walk, right? No traffic on the road. The sun isn't coming up.
No heat.
No, yeah. Things like that. I think this is a wonderful initiative. Thank you very much for calling in. I got another text here that said, I went on the midnight fun run. I never miss it. That is awesome. That is awesome. I think it's just cool. It's something different to do.
Yeah, my classmate is one that I'm sure he's on the fun run walk. I'm almost positive he went to that midnight.
He went to the midnight.
Mm-hmm. I'm almost sure he did.
Now, the only thing I want to know is if Leslie Miller did it. Because, you know, Leslie Miller does every fun run. The only reason he didn't do it is because he didn't know about it.
If he wasn't there, yeah, that's because he didn't know.
Yeah, that's all. And so you got another caller on the line. Producer, let's go to that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hi, Anastasia Turnquist again. I think we got disconnected.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, we talked about some of your members doing the Boston Marathon.
Yes, that's correct, yes.
Do you guys have any other marathons coming up?
Actually, this week we're starting training for Chicago. So about 25 persons are going to Chicago in October.
Okay.
To Chicago, and that's one of the other major, one of the six majors, yes.
Okay, that's now, I ain't telling anybody to just come to practice and see if they got to run a marathon. You really got to train for that. Mm-hmm. But
that takes about 16 weeks of training, yeah.
Right. So can interested people who, you know, I want to get into marathon running, can they join this training session even though they're not ready for a real marathon yet?
Sure. Yeah, they can. Because last year, you know, during the pandemic, the lockdowns, we did the Boston virtual, and we had a number of non-members who wanted to run. They trained with us here, so that's no problem.
All right.
Yeah, anyone is welcome.
So thank.
What did you do for the Boston virtual? How was that run?
It's run. You have to clock yourself using a timing device, so you run the distance. You can run it anywhere, run in your living room, your patio, around your neighborhood, wherever. But as long as you've got a tracking device, and then you submit it to the marathon committee on that's so they recognize that you completed the event.
Wow.
And then, of course, you still receive a medal that, you know, you participated and completed.
Mm-hmm. And I know with the
excellent.
I know with the pandemic, the running dynamics had sort of changed for a while there. When you do a virtual marathon, you could have your team sort of follow you and cheer you on, right?
Yes, you can, yes. Uh-huh.
Right, and so the Roadmasters does that for people who are doing the virtual marathon. You all provide like a cheering section?
Well, for the virtual, which was exciting about the Boston, we pretty much, most of us ran it together. I think we had like 40 persons run it, so we pretty much ran it all together.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
That was
a very exciting, I think that was our most exciting training period for us because it was the lockdown and, you know, we were kind of limited. So, you know, it was more exciting for us, yeah.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Can you give us the contact information again?
Okay, 427-2335.
Mm-hmm.
427-2335. Email BahamasRoadMasters@gmail.com. Or you can visit the website, BahamasRoadMasters.com.
And as it gets, as climate change takes effect, it's getting hotter and hotter. The summers, I mean, we're moving into summer, and then the summers are getting hotter. This midnight fun run walk sounds like a great idea.
Mm. Yeah, I know, right?
Yes, and we'll possibly encourage people to get out, you know, without the fear of sweating to death. But also, I'm hoping it will encourage people who tend to have a different type of nightlife activity or schedule.
Yeah, to shift it a little.
Yeah, to know that you could be up and you could be having fun without all the rum.
Yeah, because it's not, you know, and after the run, we have, you know, we thanks to Bohemian Brewery, they provide sans beer. So we have, you know, like refreshments afterwards. And, you know, it's a party. We have a nice DJ. We had Dion the Butcher. So it was a nice, fun event. Everybody had a good time.
Well, listen, I like that because after you get me energized, you know, from this walk, and then you give me a good super good DJ like that to bust it off to.
I can, and a cold beer.
Exactly. You know,
see,
you don't like the beer. We had Radlers as well, so you know it was a fun event. Also,
I thank you.
I gotta come on to the next one.
Thank you for accommodating
for the end.
No, you can't get a beer unless you run there.
You have to work for that. Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a great incentive. You could have a beer, but you have to run from here to there. Yeah.
I lift the bears. I'll make sure they're cool.
Every hand helps. Every hand helps.
Yeah, man.
Listen, thank you so very much. I've got to go to a break. If you'd like to stay on, we're talking a little more lonely talk. You're on the clock with Erin Green and my sports host, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. We'll be right back.
I used to think of the bank as my personal ATM machine. If I wanted a new car, new furniture, a weekend trip to Miami, no problem, just max out the credit card or top up my loan. I was a big baller until I realized that 75% of my salary was going to pay back all those loans. Fidelity's personal financial coaching was the best solution. Fidelity gave me a plan with a debt consolidation loan that has a built-in savings that pays 5% interest. I now only have one low monthly payment, plus money in my pocket. Give Fidelity Bank a call at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit any of Fidelity's locations or visit a website at fidelitygroup.com.
Preparing for a hurricane can make all the difference in safeguarding lives. By knowing what actions you should take to reduce the effects of hurricanes, back to the potential of having insurance, impact-resistant windows, home emergency power, surge protectors, essential supplies, plus so much more before the storm, after the storm, where to purchase building or cleaning supplies, waste disposal, medical care, which auto shop to go to after driving through flooded streets, and more. The Nassau Guardian's Hurricane Guide will help to make sure everyone knows what to do in the event a hurricane approaches. Take advantage of this double insertion opportunity, plus 15 radio commercials. Contact us today, 302-2300, or your account executives. Will you be prepared?
The most important thing in life is family. And whenever you need reliable advice, you look to the people you know you can trust. At J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, we earn our clients' trust every day. Whether it's home, motor, travel, or commercial insurance, we've got you covered. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S.C., 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 J.S. Johnson Insurance. Peace of mind. A local paper in Grand Bahama is back every Tuesday as a section of the Nassau Guardian. Available at local stores, gas stations, pharmacies, Western Bakery, and Bellevue Gifts. Daily and, of course, on Tuesdays too. Want to reach your Grand Bahama audience? Then call Barefoot Marketing at 8578 or message them for ad rates via their Facebook page. Advertising opportunities now include classified ads too. Keep up with all the latest Grand Bahama news in the Guardian newspaper every Tuesday.
It's Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Hey, good morning and welcome back from Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk. It is Friday the 10th. Of June 2022, and you're on the clock with Aaron Green. Eric Sawyer III is in studio with me, apparently along with a whole bunch of SAC people. But that's okay, because we're not ragging on SAC today. We're ragging on the Celtics. Yeah. But listen, Mr. Brennan is going to join us shortly in the Zoom room. It is only fair, Mr. Sawyer. It is only fair, because you can see I can't hide it. I'm in my Warriors colors. Mm-hmm. And I can be honest with you. I fell in love with the Warriors after watching Steph Curry reels. Right? That boy just is practice.
Yeah. Yeah, he practices after the game, you know.
Yeah.
That way his body could, you know.
Because, like, for a second, I didn't like them. I thought this boy was just too biggity. I just thought he was just too, like, especially with the, I don't want you all to think I'm being disrespectful, because I'm not. It's just an air that he had about him when he announced his tennis sponsorship, right? And then he wrote, and there was the whole thing about writing the scripture on the shoe. And I thought.
Because Nike wouldn't let him do it.
Right. And then I thought, so it, when that story came out, right? And then I started watching him in the games, the way he shimmy his shoulder after he destroy you from 75 miles behind the other basket, yeah. Right? And I said, this boy is just too cocky. But after watching the reels, after reading up on him, after watching him put in the work, right? And after watching the performance. So my favorite reel of all time is the highest scoring games reel. I don't know if any of you guys have seen this reel yet. That's like when they do the short clips. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. He scored 64 points in one game. I think he scored 64 points in one game.
And he says that when he shoots, from wherever he shoots from, he said the Lord is telling him to let the ball go right there. Yeah, I mean, he's a born-again Christian.
He and heavy in his faith.
Yeah, he said, the Lord says, shoot the ball right here. So if he pulls up 75 out of the basket, that's where he can shoot from.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly.
It's amazing, right?
Honestly, it's amazing.
And so we talk about confidence and faith, right? Like, you have confidence in yourself. But in this instance, I imagine, you don't just say, well, God tell me he can make me the best so I can be the best. You prepare yourself for what you think God has prepared for you.
Exactly.
Right? So that you can also.
And even shooting from them.
Yeah. So you could also do that. I am sorry, caller. I am on the air right now. Give me a second. I'll call you right back. That was impressive to me. And so I got to pull for the Warriors. I can't hate them. Because of Curry.
Well, I mean, this is the first time I could actually pull for them. Because
LeBron is not in.
Right, LeBron isn't in it.
Yeah. I don't understand. You think the Lakers, at their best this season, could have beaten this Warriors team?
At their best this season? No. At their best last season?
Yes.
Yes, their team last year could beat the Warriors team this year.
Like, but what does that say about this season's Lakers? Because the Celtics beaten the Warriors by almost 20 points in the game.
Well, I mean, it was 16 points, and those were garbage points at the end of the game. You know, like the Celtics went up to 2 minutes left to do a turnover, and then a three-pointer down the other end. So it could have been 8, but instead it went to 14 because they were up by 11. You know, the Warriors turned the ball. It could have been 8 with 2 minutes left.
Right.
It's a completely different game we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, and because the Celtics have a horrible record in close games.
Right.
All season.
Now, I got a text here that says, "Morning, Miss G, did you say Curry isn't playing tonight?"
Oh, no.
No, I didn't say that.
Oh, he's playing.
Right. What I said, well, I don't even know if I referenced it, but what I read last night was that there was concern that he wasn't coming back because of an injury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, Mike. He had Al Horford fall on his foot, not his ankle, thank God.
Right. Now, some people are suggesting that this is a strategic play. Now, these people are old Celtics haters, right? Mm-hmm. Because, see, you can't just diss the Celtics. You're not a real team unless you have franchise haters. Celtics have franchise fans, and they have franchise haters.
Yes.
So the haters, Celtics haters are saying, look, this is par for the course for the Celtics. This is something that they would do at a time like this. And that may have been an intentional slight injury, right? Mm-hmm. Like it may have been an intentional bump of Curry. What do you think?
No, man. They were on the ground. It was a clean play. They were on the ground. They were scrimmaging for the ball. It wasn't a dirty play.
Right. There was no foul involved, right?
No. There was no ill will. There was no ill intent.
Or even a suggestion of a flagrant.
No.
Yeah.
No. It was a hard basketball playing. Thankfully, Steph should play in game four, and we'll see what his quickness is like.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see if he could explode off of that left ankle, because it's the same ankle that he sprained earlier this season.
Yeah.
Due to Marcus Smart rolling up on his ankle in a similar play, mm-hmm. diving for a loose ball.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
Well, what I read last night was that Curry himself is not that concerned.
Right.
He said it's similar to the last injury, so
but not as bad.
Right. Immediately he had a sense of what the injury, where it sat, mm-hmm. and how he could recover from it.
Right. And he played a couple more plays after that, you know, shot the ball, everything.
Yeah. And so I think they took yesterday off.
Yeah.
As opposed to traditional going hard.
Yeah, all the key players so far in the series took the day off.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just ice baths, massages, you know, little light walkthroughs.
Yeah.
Definitely watching film, but there was no hardcore sweating, scrimmaging yesterday by any of the top players. So Steph, Clay, Dre, Looney, you know, Wig, the fellas didn't do anything much.
All right. Mr. Brennan, you in the Zoom room?
Morning, everybody.
Morning. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to make you sit a Warriors analysis just now. How are you doing?
Oh, that is quite all right. I am just listening with intrigue. It is so good for my team to be playing at this time in June. It is not a feeling I've experienced for some 12 years, but the Boston Celtics are back and are rapidly climbing towards the mountaintop, as they should be in the NBA.
Now, look here. If this was football, right, and they had to play outside, would the Boston Celtics make it? And would the Heat, and not the Miami Heat, be the reason why they couldn't beat the Warriors? What you think is...
Now, listen, thankfully, we will never have to see that scenario take place, because as you know, Boston is cold for most times of the year.
Yeah.
And I certainly plan on flying to Boston myself when they are victorious tonight, so that I can be in town in time for the championship parade. Because if they go up 3-1, you know what time it is.
Yeah, but if my uncle was a man, she'd be my uncle. I mean, if my aunt was a man, she'd be my uncle. So,
you know, I hope you've learned some humility compared to the last time that you spoke. Because I seem to recall you predicting that the Celtics would not make it this far, and yet I have been invited back onto the show to bask in my glory as my team is still playing.
Bask in the fact that injuries
are a part of the game.
Injuries. Okay. Hey, boy, listen to me. I like how you putting a good mouth on your own team. Injuries are part of the game. I love to hear. Now, some mamas are one of your players and the Warriors end up winning the next three. I don't want to hear you say, oh, it's because so-and-so was injured. If Chris Middleton was not injured, y'all losing five.
Well, let me say that two things can be true at the same time. And let's look at context, right? Giannis Antetokounmpo is an NBA champion, and congratulations to him again. But he is a champion because Kevin Durant's big toe was on the three-point line last year. Correct. If his big toe was an inch behind the three-point line, Giannis would not have made it out of the second round of the NBA playoffs. So, you know, NBA is so interesting because there are these little things that could happen that could completely alter the direction of franchises. And in the Celtics' case, a lot of things have gone against the Celtics in previous years. I mean, from Gordon Hayward pretty much snapping his leg in the first game when he was signed to the team back in 2018, to the Kyrie drama and Isaiah Thomas's hip giving out. Yeah. So, had a lot of bad luck against them. So to finally get a playoffs, unfortunately, I'm not happy that Chris Middleton was hurt, but it is what it is. To have a playoff, the Celtics players, except for perhaps Robert Williams and Marcus Smart at times, for them to stay relatively healthy, I haven't seen this in years.
Mm-hmm. Well, no matter what would have happened in 2018, y'all were never beating LeBron, right? Y'all had Gordon Hayward, Isaiah Thomas. Even if you had
it's
the first
funny
Isaiah
you
Thomas
say
from
that
the 80s,
because
you'd
we
never
went
beat
seven
LeBron.
Games with. Out both of those players.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, no, you know, yeah, LeBron, yeah, LeBron know. Just made it interesting, man. I had to get the money together because the Warriors on the other end, they swept their way to the finals, so we had to have some games to watch. You know, the NBA got to make some money, man. Okay. You know,
and look here, yeah. I want to have that conversation as well, right? About those other dynamics that impact the game, because there's always talk about the NBA Illuminati, right? The series,
the script,
right? Series are being extended because enough, you know, sufficient profit hasn't been made yet. But I got this quick question for both of you, but particularly you, Jace. To what extent do Boston Celtic fans impact the game? Because Celtics fans, they almost on the court, like they mad that you didn't realize they supposed to be on the court, but at least their voice could be on the court.
That is one loud NBA arena. I think I said it before the last time I was here that I've had the opportunity to go to three games in my lifetime. I wish I could go to one of these finals games, but man, I'm not into paying $90 a ticket for the worst seats in the house. That's just me. Yeah. But they are very, very loud in there, and the playoffs are a completely different animal. Now, I saw all of the commentary coming out from Klay Thompson, calling the Boston fans classy, as well as Steve Kerr. It's so interesting to hear that, right? Like the loud reactions, almost like the taunting of fans, hasn't been a part of sports forever. Nothing that is said in Boston doesn't happen in other cities in America. And the thing that I really appreciate about Celtics fans is that they keep it about the game. So Draymond Green was heckled during the last game, right, with the F Draymond chants and all that stuff. But that only happened because of some of the things he did and said in the first games of the series. Had he not been tackling players, had he not gone out to the public to talk about the physicality of his game and trying to, you know, break players mentally, you never would have seen the Celtics fans react with such hostility to him in particular. Oh, and likewise with Kyrie Irving. The only reason Celtics fans continue to boo Kyrie with the venom and vigor that they do is because Kyrie continues to create this sort of saga or narrative about the reasons he left. There's always something negative that he's putting out into the atmosphere. People have come and gone. It's that he keeps talking. So the Celtics fans say, if you could talk, then we could talk too. And I think that's just worth the price of admission.
Now. All right, good. You asked both sides.
Right? Yeah.
All right, good. And the thing about Celtic pride and their fan base, authentic Celtic fans, they appreciate the past. They relish in the present, and they hope for the best for the future. But bandwagoners, not bandwagoners for team, you know, bandwagoners for players. Mm-hmm. Like was said a bit earlier. Kyrie Irving, when he went to Boston, oh yeah, Boston can win the championship. Wait, listen to me, I's a Boston. How are you a Boston? You are a Celtic. You're not a Boston. You don't even have the proper fan vernacular to like talk to me. So you know, I know you're a bandwagoner. Oh, listen to me. Gordon Hayward go there, but listen to me. Celtics are nothing. You've never seen a game of Gordon Hayward. You've never seen the man play. Mm-hmm. You didn't know what school he played for in college. You don't know what teams he played for in the NBA. You have no, like, there's just like there's just nothing about you.
But you know, I cheer and louder when you say that, right?
Like,
I get in waste when you say that.
And in sports. I don't even go to bars anymore to watch the game, you know, because if I get a stand on somebody, if I get a stand on the side of somebody who can say, hey, I's a Boston, I can't take that.
You can't do it.
You don't even.
You
seem to say that you're a fan of the Boston Celtics, but you don't have any
knowledge about
paraphernalia. You don't have a cup.
That's why I had to go get my
shirt.
That's why I had to go get my Tom Brady Appalachian tights. So you know that I've been pulling for Tom Brady from 1985. But gentlemen, we all out of time. Where are they playing this game tonight? They and what is your prediction?
They playing it in Boston. Warriors win on a last second three.
What'd you say, Jace?
Now here's the problem. The Celtics are very terrible when it comes to having back-to-back wins. That being said, I do think that somehow in an extremely close game, they will pull it out tonight.
Okay.
They will likely lose in game five on Warriors ground, but then win the championship in six.
I got you. And who you all predict for the win? I got
the Warriors. The Warriors. He said Celtics. I say Warriors.
I got you. I'm all out of time. Listen, there were so many other stories in the news. Devin Shalter, we see you. Denisha Cartwright named USTF CCCA Women's Track Athlete of the Year.
Did well too.
Right. Jazz Chisholm did well. And then there was the Equestrian Awards
at the Balmoral.
Listen, tons of stories in the news, in the Guardian, in the Tribune too. You could check out the sports in there too. The Bahamas lost to TNT, but they're playing Nicaragua today at the Thomas A. Robinson Stadium. Please go out and support your local team. Just so much sports news. Thank you guys for joining me to chop it up about some NBA. On the radio, I pull in for the Warriors, but in Johnson Road, you get pulled for the Celtics. You just know what it is. Have a great day, Bahamas. Stay tuned to Guardian Radio, because Guardian Radio AM
Warriors in seven
is up next. Have a Celtics great day, Bahamas.